As science advances, there's concern some students may be left behind. Their school may not have equipment or staff that's up to date on things like stem cells. To give potential researchers a glimpse of what might become their future, the privately funded Wiesel Institute held an educational camp. It was attended by 18 students from rural areas around Wisconsin. The Institute's Sue Carlson says the high school seniors get familiar with lab techniques, the basics of stem cells, and the sprawling campus itself.
So it's not so scary. I grew up in a small town in northern Wisconsin, and Madison was just something I didn't even want to deal with because the classes were so big. But I ended up coming here for my graduate degree, and it was fine.
The three-day series included lectures and lab sessions that allowed students a hands-on experience that sometimes went as planned, other times experiments had to be redone.
What would you break?
On this particular day, the students were working with fibroblasts, the common cells found in connective tissue which play a critical role in healing of wounds. There were no wounds in that mishap involving a broken dispensing tube, just lots of enthusiastic students like Joanne Martin of Stevens Point.
I really want to get into this kind of thing, but I wasn't sure what all the options were.
And that is Wiesel's mission, to support embryonic stem cell research in part by reaching out to the public and schools. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.